The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, coming up at 9 a.m., Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of your Washington Nationals, will join us. Right now on the BetQL guest hotline, we're joined by Will Brinson, NFL writer for CBSSports.com. Good morning, Will. How are you?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Will,
what's up, man? Hey, before we talk about your Carolina Panthers and their sudden resurgence, why don't you heap some more praise on our star quarterback here, Jaden Daniels, who led the Commanders to a surprising upset of the Bengals on Monday Night Football. What did you think there?
I mean, what a performance. I mean, like the stats are insane, right? He completed like 90% of his passes. The third and seventh throw, I think I've watched. I've texted my buddy Greg Rosenthal, who writes he does a podcast for NFL.com, and I've texted about it. And just like, you know, that Anthony Richardson throw in week one, where it's, you know, he's like falling down, throwing like 60 yards in the air, like on a dime. You're like, I mean, who's going to beat that throw? It's like week three. Okay, Jaden Daniels, do it on Monday Night Football to close out the Bengals. Huh. And like with a guy, I mean, the guy just in his face, you go back and watch it, it's just wild. And I mean, I think you're starting to hear a little bit of, and there's some of this before the draft. I know Pete Briscoe, I mean, I hate giving him credit, but to his credit, he said the Bears should take Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams. And he's like, they won't, but you know, they should. And, and you're starting to hear like a little drumbeat of that right now, where it's like, interesting. Like maybe that could have been the move. That throw is something that you just can't even, and he had tons of great throws, right? And just electric with his legs. I really, really hope that Cliff Kingsbury uses him more offensively like he did on Monday night than the first two games, where it was sort of that horizontal air raid and, you know, kind of a, you know, be aggressive. You know, be aggressive with him and let him be aggressive. And I think you'll see some incredible results from the Commanders.
Yeah, I don't think there's any going back.
And they
now
got to score. They probably got to score about 27-30 a game because their defense has given up about that.
Yeah, but by the way, also just on a personal note, like screw the Bengals. I wanted to use the Jets, and I'm in a survivor group with like several dudes. Well, we were in a survivor group. The Bengals knocked us out twice. We had like eight entries. I wanted to use the Jets, and I mean like. The Bengals defense is really, really bad too, it looks like. So I think that's something that hadn't been the case for the past couple of years regularity. So just worth noting. I'm not taking anything away from Jaden Daniels, but I think it's possible people just light up the Bengals like the Panthers this week.
Well, it's funny that the Panthers host the Bengals, and the Panthers Panthers got a new quarterback. What are fans saying about Bryce? Are they saying, all right, just let him sit behind Dalton for, I don't know, maybe the rest of the year, he'll be better in year three, or trade him if you can?
Mixed. It's sort of mixed. I mean, like, I had this discussion on a text thread with like my friends locally, where some people were like, just make the business decision and trade him. I think the problem is, you know, your like absolute best case. And I know Jay Glazer reported four teams had made offers to the Panthers. I think your absolute best case would be a third round pick right now. And it would be pretty surprising if anybody offered that for him the way that he played. Yeah. And then seeing the way that Andy Dalton, it's hard to like put into context how well, I mean, Andy Dalton was the first quarterback in the NFL this season to throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns in the game.
Right.
And he does it immediately after Bryce Young has benched 18 games into his career. I went back and sort of deep dive the film or the offensive film for the Panthers, and there's a lot of stuff where Andy Dalton, so like they're backed up on second down at their like basically at the goal line, and they go empty formation, and five guys out wide, nobody in the backfield to help protect Andy Dalton. He makes an easy throw over the top of a defender coming in. The Raiders are bringing five. It looked like they might even bring six, and one guy dropped back out of pressure. Deontay Johnson takes it. They get two blockers, 10 yards, easy first down. It's like if Bryce, you watch that play, and you just know that if it was Bryce Young, he would have panicked and held the ball and taken a sack and a safety. Yeah. And I don't think the Panthers coaching staff would have been comfortable calling that play for Bryce Young. Andy Dalton made some incredible throws, too. Like, his touchdown pass to Adam Thielen, and Thielen got hurt on it, which sucks. Yeah. But the ball is out of his hands, and there's like all his receivers are on the 20-yard line. It's just a dime in the end zone. So I think part of it is like Bryce Young's confidence is just shot. I think the coaching staff neuters the playbook a bit when they have Bryce Young in there. And, you roll with Andy Dalton, you try to win some games, take some pressure out of the balloon because things are getting really, really like David Tepper's firing somebody, if he has to hire somebody else to fire them just to fire somebody, he was going to fire them. And so I think for now you hold on to Bryce Young just because the rookie contract thing makes it so weird to deal in.
Yeah. Hey, Will, let's shift over to the AFC South. I think a lot of people before the season started thought this would be a competitive division. They thought the Jaguars would be battling with the Texans and the Colts for the top of that division, but wow, we saw the Jags just lay a monster egg against the Bills to fall to 0-3 in the first of two Monday Night Football games. The Titans are there winless with them at the bottom of that division. And it looks like Anthony Richardson is regressing as a passer. I mean, it looks like the Texans division to win there. I thought it would be more competitive than it is so far.
Yeah, I think I've definitely done – maybe with you guys, I've definitely done radio in the preseason this year where it's like – you know, this AFC South could really be an interesting quarterback battle to watch. And it's like, no, they all stink. It's like CJ Stroud. The Jaguars, I think, are really interesting to watch because of Bill Belichick. You know, the Cowboys are sort of like penciled in as Belichick or the Cowboys, which I get because Parcells is there and it's the Cowboys and, you know, they have Dak and they have CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons, but I mean, Jerry Jones is one of the top five most meddlesome owners in football. Why would Belichick want to go to the Cowboys? Shad Khan, now this is predicated on the idea that Trent Baalke, the GM, who is kind of a weasel, right? I mean, like you look at what happened in San Francisco.
Oh, they hated him. Yeah.
Oh my God! And he basically Game of Thrones on Jim Harbaugh.
Harbaugh hated him. Yeah. Mm.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, like the reason why he drafted Trayvon Walker first overall instead of Aiden Hutchinson is because Aiden Hutchinson played for Harbaugh at Michigan, which is like insane. Yep. But I think the Jaguars would be real live for Belichick if Shad Khan, because Shad Khan's not meddlesome at all. He was reportedly like as mad as he's ever been after that loss. They look like Press Taylor in this offense. Saw him with same sort of deal with the Eagles. Like, why are we just going to do this for an entire year? Doug Peterson's press conferences he sounds kind of checked out. Trevor Lawrence just looks awful, and you have all these weapons, and the offense just can't get going. It's a problem in Jacksonville, Tennessee. You know. Levis, I think, is probably better than the memes.
Yeah.
I think he does more stuff on tape than
he does on the field. I mean, yeah.
the memes are amazing. Don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, they're like him, like the surrender cobra, and he's gonna do the Brian Tannehill dolphin at some point. Richardson is really confusing just how bad he's been as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like I think there's probably a little bit of Jim Irsay telling the coaching staff don't design as many runs, and he's not scrambling much at all. Like his scramble percentage is lower than a lot of legit pocket quarterbacks, and so I think the lack of the running game component from his game is causing him like they're leaning on him as a passer, and it's just not there yet, and it's just a problem for that offense.
Well, Josh Allen is there, and the rest of the league may have a problem with him this year because he's got 7 passing touchdowns against 0 picks. He's only been sacked twice. He's got a quarterback rating through 3 games of 133.7. There was a lot of pearl clutching about, you know, Stephon Diggs isn't there anymore. Gabe Davis goes to Jacksonville. How are they going to make it work with this new cast of receivers? I think it's working pretty well in Buffalo so far because we saw them throttling the Jags on national
TV. And by the way, what a big game on Sunday night.
Buffalo, Baltimore.
Bills, Ravens.
Yep, yeah. It's a big one. Yep.
Huge game. Yeah, 3 weeks in, nothing like a victory lap for your Super Bowl pick and MVP pick, but I had the Bills and Josh Allen.
Look at you. That's pretty good. It's a good double dip there.
Right. I mean, the Allen MVP thing, I feel better about than the Bills winning the Super Bowl because, one, I think, you know, the 50 voters who do the MVP voting want to vote for Josh Allen. And there's a lot of, like, 2022 Chiefs vibes where, you know, they trade Tyreek Hill and everybody expects a complete regression. It was like, how can the Chiefs win without Tyreek Hill? It's like, oh, all right, Patrick Mahomes. You know, Dalton Kincaid, Khalil Shakir, you know, Curtis Samuel with Joe Brady. You know, I think we're seeing in action, you know, and Keon Coleman hadn't really even gotten going yet. I mean, I think we're seeing in action how this sort of, when you say it out loud, it doesn't sound as good as it looks when you see the Bills executed. And I think they've got, like James Cook is playing some awesome football. It's the best offensive line maybe Josh Allen's had. Joe Brady is you know, it's not like the most, you know, again, they're running the ball, and I think it fits with what Sean McDermott wants in terms of this offense. So like the Bills to me are in a really good spot if Josh Allen stays healthy for him to win MVP. The issue for them winning the Super Bowl is they're probably just going to have to play the Chiefs in the playoffs, and it's, you know, small sample size, 13 seconds, et cetera, et cetera. It's just like they could be the best team in football, and you just got to play Patrick Mahomes on a Sunday in January, and he's going to do what the same thing he's done and the same thing Tom Brady did for like 10 years, which is just ruin the NFL for everyone else.
There are certainly some must-win situations, even though we're only in week 4. You know, Dallas playing tomorrow night in New York at 1-2. They lose that, they're 1-3. Must win. Not going to be easy, especially the way they're playing defense. 49ers, now, they're in trouble just in terms of how many guys they have out. Now, they're lucky they get the Patriots this week at home. But, you know, they lose that game, they're 1-3. Ravens, we just talked about, they lose to the Bills, they're 1-3. You know, the Dolphins, now they get the Titans, they're in a tough spot because of their quarterback situation, but they lose them, they're 1-3. I mean, there's some, even though we're in the first month, there are kind of some must-win situations for a lot of these teams.
I mean, I think Dallas is the one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dan Quinn, I love Dan Quinn. I think he's a great coach. We had him, when he first got hired by the Falcons way back in the day, we had him on a CBS video show talking about who would win like in a cage match of all the coaches. He's like, me, obviously. I think he's up there. But more importantly, you know, you look at this Cowboys defense, and I think people forget before Dan Quinn got there in Dallas, like Mike Nolan, I mean, Mike McCarthy was on a hot seat from Jump Street in Dallas because Mike Nolan's defense was so bad. And then Dan Quinn gets there. The defense is great. They win 12 games, 3 straight years, 4 straight years, whatever it was. And it's sort of like, all right, they're fine. I mean, Mike Zimmer is a great defensive coach, but this defense is not good. And it is getting run over. I mean, the Saints and the Ravens offensive line was terrible the first two weeks of the year. And then you have the Saints, who we didn't think had a great offensive line. And Alvin Kamara and Derrick Henry ran wild on the Cowboys. And, you know, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, it's not clicking right now. The offense doesn't look good. If they lay an egg in prime time to the Giants and fall to 1-3,
yeah,
it is going to be a pressure cooker in Dallas, as if it isn't all the time already anyway.
Will, thanks as always for the time, man. We got to run. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye, guys. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
All right.
That's
thanks,
Will
buddy.
Brinson, NFL writer for CBSSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Will Brinson. Don't forget, Mike Rizzo will join us coming up at 9 a.m. We'll do EB's entertainment page next. Don't forget, coming up in about 35 minutes, Mike Rizzo will join us, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. We'll talk to him about the C.J. Abrams episode and more. We'll do that at 9 a.m. And we'll talk Terps football with Mike Locksley at 9:45. They're preparing to take on Indiana this weekend in Bloomington.
Hmm.
Right now it's time for EB's entertainment page, which is sponsored.
It is by my guys at BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker, I saw him just 2 days ago over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest, 2.99% on most X-Series models. You heard my spot there. They're promoting their i4s. They got military discounts, all that great stuff. They also got Miriam in charge now because Mike's traveling all over the country half the time. So hit up Miriam, hit up Mike, mention me, check them out, bmwfairfax.com. All right, boys. By the way, as I'm previewing and trying to get some stories here for the EP, in addition to what Valdez has, he's got for me, but I was trying to think of a fancy word. It doesn't matter.
Procured
for me. That'll work.
Look at that. Sharing half a brain right there.
I was thinking of a different word, but that works.
Assembled.
Yeah. Mm. I got to tell you, I love seeing these things like on YouTube. Literally what we were talking about earlier, headline, did the Bears draft the wrong quarterback?
Oh, love it. It's the best.
I just got to tell you, it just stops me dead in my tracks.
I got two items for the gift basket. I like one more than the other.
Yeah.
I think it's a good item, Valdez.
I think I got a really good item, too.
I think it's a good item, but we'll see.
Can I share one of my items or no? You save it for tomorrow?
Yeah, save it for tomorrow.
Keep it in your pants till tomorrow.
All right.
I know you're excited
because of Jaden. It's hard to keep it in your pants.
It is hard to keep it in your pants.
Okay. I know. I understand.
But I also realize that our defense is atrocious, so that brings me back to reality.
Sure. Hey, how many times are you going to listen to the montage today?
Well, are you going to put it up on the website?
Yeah,
what
we'll post it. We'll
can
post
you
it
tweet
to the.
It?
We'll post it to the website. We'll tweet it from the Junks Radio account.
Okay, good.
And then, can you also just make it a podcast segment? You know how they get sized for segments?
Yeah, we'll have that so you can download it and everyone can listen to it throughout the day.
Yeah, and it's just all the various pundits and even current players like Aaron Rodgers. Just stroking.
Just label it Jaden glazing.
Yes.
Jaden getting glazed.
Yes.
There's a lot of that happening.
Get sponsored by Dunkin'.
Yeah, or Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme.
That light's on. You know the warm glaze on the donuts is so delicious.
Listen, go to the tape. Can I borrow my back padding machine? Case?
Oh, my God. Borrow it. It's permanently affixed to your chair. Right. You
go to the first preseason game. After he made the throw to Diami, and I said, I've seen enough. One throw. That's all I needed. Because I know all the other stuff's there.
We also have sleuths out there that have notified me that when Jaden won the Heisman, you said, who was that?
Right, you had no idea.
True.
I also had someone in my DM saying that you, if it gunned to your head, you would have taken J.J. McCarthy number one overall.
No, I was saying that, and then I won. I was saying that. That's true. I was saying that. But then when push came to shove and we made our final board, I committed and went all in on Jaden.
Yeah. And Adam Peters made the right call.
I just did.
We appreciate.
He did.
When I made my final call.
You know, this is why you're a genius. It's because you have so much misdirection out there about what you wanted and what you like and who you like that I can't put two and two together.
No.
My brain is so scrambled from your misdirection of...
He covers all bases.
Yes, exactly.
It's not misdirection.
It's like he's at a roulette table, and he bet on every number.
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm so transparent that you guys just hear all of my thoughts as I come to a solution, as I come to resolution on things. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I ponder everything out in the open. And you see the progression.
No, you bet on every number at the roulette table. Then you say, listen to me. Remember, I said five is going to hit.
CJ Bickle.
I don't think I'd ever say this before or want to say this. Can we start the entertainment page?
Why? I want to talk about Jaden. Right.
That is a first.
I want to talk about. I'm just telling you. When I see that, it just, you know, the eggplant in
my
pants.
That's beautiful.
And
music.
Again, we can't thank Ryan Poles enough for selecting Caleb Williams and allowing the Commanders the opportunity to draft Jaden Daniels. And we're going to show
he's
our
gonna
appreciation.
He's going to get the gift.
I did say this, and I still believe this to this day, that I think all the quarterbacks taken in that first round are going to be decent. I don't think you're going to find one and go, that guy blows. I thought this was an unusual crop of quarterbacks. But my number one guy was JD. Now, was I a huge LSU fan? I know. I don't concern myself with that. But once I – and be honest with you, that's why I said it to Kevin when we had Kevin on the show. I credit him. He was the first guy – that was going on record saying, as college football was, he's like, that's the guy we should target. That's the guy we should target.
Kevin who?
Kevin Sheehan.
Kevin Sheehan. Okay.
Kevin Sheehan was all over Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Way before I ever was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was skittish about the body type.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing.
Didn't like he was kind of scrawny, skinny.
That's the biggest negative.
Yeah.
You know, everything else.
People look at him as fragile.
Is spectacular. All right, this story, I've seen this. What's sick is I know exactly who this person is because I've been down this wormhole.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Jaguar Wright is?
That's
the funniest question you've ever asked.
Exactly.
There's a human that's name is Jaguar Wright.
I think
she's
a former singer / rapper, whatever.
I don't know who this
she's
person is.
She's a former artist that somehow was in that world.
I have not been down this wormhole.
And she does every sort of hip-hop video.
Oh, I thought it was a guy. I didn't know
it was
a
woman.
Man or
she
woman.
Does every sort of hip-hop video, and she's just talking trash about Diddy. And I think she's getting paid for these interviews.
Okay.
But anyway, she did an interview where she said that Diddy, I mean, she's just killing Diddy, sold a tape of one of his freak-offs, and she's saying this is how he made a lot of his money.
Okay.
On the dark web for $500 million of a tape that had Nicki Minaj, Justin Bieber, Drake, Rihanna,
LeBron,
Chris Brown, all of them.
Right.
In various stages of an undress and sexual
Who's gonna
activity.
Who's going to buy it for $500 million?
It's like a compilation.
I mean, come on.
Do you listen to yourself?
Are you really believing that?
I'm reading the article.
You can't really believe that.
$500 million.
I don't believe the $500 million number.
You just believe that he sold a tape.
I don't even know if I believe he was in the business of blackmailing artists. Yes, I believe that's how that industry works. But selling, listen, I'm terrified of the dark web. Don't ever send me a link to the dark web. I don't want anything to do with the dark web.
I think 90%,
it literally terrifies me.
I think
me.
95% of the emails I have on my Odyssey email are straight from the dark web. Just the most worthless emails I've ever seen. They're probably all viruses. Delete, delete, delete.
I don't know anything about. All I know is that if you go on the dark web, you're going to jail. Don't
I wouldn't even know how
web.
To get on the dark
Neither
web.
Would I.
Like, how would you?
Don't send me anything.
How would
I'm
you
not
even
clicking on it?
Where's the portal to this alleged dark web?
The guy
I don't know
that
how
created
to get
it's rotten in jail.
I don't know. 4chan.
Okay.
Can I get to the dark web
I
through 4chan?
Go on Reddit, let alone the dark web. So I think I'm good.
But anyway,
I like the bright web.
If you really want to go down the world, it's not even a wormhole.
Yeah. Didn't she also say that there was a tape of some woman getting murdered?
Was a snuff film?
Eight millimeters.
There's a lot of allegations. Yeah. Listen,
that's a good flick with
Listen,
Nick
there's
Cage.
A lot of there's a lot of young, there's a lot of missing and exploited children in the world, Jason, and a lot in this country. And you go down that wormhole, it's going to blow your brain out.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not going to, but there's a lot of missing.
Hey,
I mean, that's documented.
Jason, the wormhole, we
but,
need
but
to
she
go
also
down
said that. She also said
this is our wormhole.
That doesn't mean she's wrong. I don't know if she's
right. I don't know. I have no idea, but that's what she said.
Which defense are we streaming in week 4? That is our personal wormhole.
Predicting fantasy defenses based on their opponents is very difficult.
You can research Jaguar Wright, whoever that person is.
Jaguar defense.
I'm not taking the Jags defense.
Yeah, can't play the Jags defense. They're playing the Texans this week. Yeah. That's a no.
Texans coming off an embarrassment. That's not a good matchup.
Yeah, so this is our personal wormhole.
Well, Usher, he's, I think Usher's a victim I don't know if he was also an what's the other, what's the opposite of victim?
A perpetrator?
Perpetrator. He definitely was a victim. Okay, he definitely was a victim.
Okay.
But he's one of the many celebrities that have been deleting their whole Twitter accounts.
I've seen Pink scrubbed all over her tweets. Yeah, I've seen that.
Everyone's doing it. it's foolish because they do have all of these like Wayback machines that have all this stuff documented. You can't get away from it. But he's denying that he did it because of any Diddy connection. Who knows? Gwen Stefani is in the news, Jason. Of course, she's married to who, Jason? Who's Gwen Stefani married to?
Oh, the country singer.
That's his name.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. Yeah.
Blake Shelton. So people are suggesting that her new album, Bouquet, how do you say that? Bouquet or Bouquet?
Bouquet.
Bouquet.
I mean, you could say Bouquet if you want. You sound like a dog. But it's Bouquet.
It's Kicks. One of those words that throws me.
Okay. Kicks, were you at, was it Jiffy Lube when No Doubt, it was No Doubt and Blink?
1,000%.
Yeah, we were over there together. What year was that?
I interviewed Blink before the show, I believe.
What year was that? Like 04?
A long time ago.
Is that when we were at HFS?
Pretty sure.
Probably, yes.
I should have gone to that because I didn't go to that.
That might be the last concert I went to.
Really good show.
But anyway, they're wondering, is her new album going to jump on that country trend that Post Malone and Jelly Roll and everything everybody's doing?
Yeah.
She used to be lucrative. No.
Okay.
The first single is Somebody Else. Can you find that, Valdez? It's Gwen Stefani. I should have told you this during the break. Somebody Else's. It's not a country song. She says it's not a country record. She says it's more yacht rockish.
Oh, really?
If we can bring back yacht rock, this guy right here will be sized.
We're gonna do an impromptu hit or hard thing.
Yeah, I'd like to do one on Somebody Else's.
This if it's yacht rock esque, then I think I'm gonna be in.
So I'm on these death drives every weekend, right? 6 hours, you know, up and back each way to New York or wherever. And I go through all my playlists over and over and over. Sometimes I just get bored, or I'm just like, I'm sick of all these songs. And I'll go to like yacht rock. Okay. And it's just so soothing.
So much Christopher Cross.
So much Doobie Brothers.
I just love it all. Like, I don't even, like, I love the Doobie Brothers. I didn't even know I love the Doobie Brothers.
Of course.
I love the Doobie
Brothers.
Now
you know.
You love What a Fool Believes.
I've heard all the songs. And I'm like, who
loves Mike McDonald so much?
I love the Doobie Brothers. It is weird.
Hold on, here comes the hook.
It's been a long time to get to that hook. You can tell why she's a star, though. She's got that distinctive voice that you recognize immediately.
Yeah,
sorry. The song's okay.
The song's okay. It'll grow on you, though. You know what? She's just a star.
She is a star.
Superstar.
No doubt.
Ah, I see what you did there.
What?
No doubt.
Well done.
No doubt.
But she was much better with No Doubt.
True. I agree.
Singing about spider webs.
Right.
Speaking of singers coming out with new albums, Lady Gaga is releasing a companion album to Joker. How do you say that, Cakes? That was one of her classics, Folie à Deux. How do you say that?
I'm going to go with Joker. Folie à Deux. I don't know if that's correct or not.
Right.
I just want your review on the Joker with starring Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix.
What did Kevin say about it?
It hasn't come out yet. It comes out early October.
So he hasn't reviewed it?
He has not.
But I believe this album is more, the album is called Harlequin. I believe it's more a return to her pop roots, I believe.
Okay.
Which probably hit yours and my sensibilities.
Well, who doesn't like Poker Face and Paparazzi and all those smash-olas?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Lizzo lost a bunch of weight, but like every celebrity out there, she's saying it's not with Ozempic or anything like that. Do you believe it?
They all say that. Don't they all say that?
They all deny it. They all deny it.
How much weight did she lose?
Paparazzi.
I've seen the videos.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's like when DeSean Jackson would be, do a video on the sand, run out patterns, and you're supposed to think he's working hard.
Bro, people lost weight before Ozempic.
Yeah, but it's just that it's too easy for
people. Does she look like she lost 200 pounds?
No, it's not. It's not
30 pounds.
It's not like the weight
she's
is melting
so big
off.
That it's hard to tell.
Okay.
For me. I mean, she's an enormous woman.
All right, well, maybe she's not on Ozempic.
That's what she claims. But it is hard to believe.
If she lost 150 pounds, like in 2 months,
that's
different.
Well, when an entire industry all of a sudden gets butt skinny,
yeah,
you wonder. Now, I got a buddy that's on it. He called in the show. He loves it.
He loves it.
He says it's the greatest thing ever happened to him.
Raves about it.
Raves about it. Hey, do you. Do you, Cakes, right?
Lizzo, sure.
Do you. Let me see if I have anything else.
You better be quick.
Why?
Because we don't have a lot of time.
We have another guest or
time
something?
Time is the Mike. Got no, Mike Rizzo coming
not
up at till
9.
Oh, we got Mike Rizzo.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Diddy's family's upset. Just getting back to Diddy about these alleged Kim Porter book, which is weird. I will defend him on this. The wife died, or ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, whatever, mom of his children. She died a couple years ago. How is she coming out with a book now?
I have no idea.
Come on.
She's writing from beyond the grave.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's weird.
All right, don't forget, Mike Rizzo will join us coming up at 9. We'll talk about the CJ Abrams incident and more with him. And Mike Loxley will join the show at 9:45. We wanted to get into some audio here of Todd McShay, who's talking about Travis Kelce. He was on the Ryan Russillo podcast on Monday. And he's got a theory about the slow start to the season for Travis Kelce. This is Todd McShay.
Are we not allowed to say that he's out of shape, that he's been partying all offseason? He's been jet-setting around with the most famous person probably in the entire world. The coverage and the respect he gets is the same. The athlete is not. Now, is he going to work himself into shape during the season? Yeah, I'm sure he will. He's an unbelievable competitor. He's one of the best to ever do it. But he's not the same guy right now. I'm not blaming it on Taylor Swift. I'm not blaming anything. All I'm saying is when you win 2 Super Bowls, you've got the whole tour that happens after the Super Bowl. There's no one else doing more commercials, I don't think, in the league. I mean, he and Mahomes are up there, but I think Kelce's doing more commercials and things. He's been at more events, doing more things socially. It's impossible to carry that schedule and still put in the same amount of time for football.
I don't disagree.
I mean, think about all the people, Cakes, who took Kelce in the first round of fantasy drafts.
Oh, they're donks.
And it happened a couple times in the leagues I'm in. He's got 8 catches in 3 games.
For 69 yards, no touchdowns.
No touchdowns.
Now, I think, is he going to do that all season? I don't think so. I kind of agree with McShay that as the season continues, hopefully his numbers go up. He's more involved. Mm-hmm. He's more impactful. But he's 35 years old, and this also could be the Chiefs just kind of saving him for the playoffs because he struggled during the regular season last year.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have great stats during the regular season, and then he like just blasted off during the playoffs. He was a monster on the run to the Super Bowl. So I think it's a mixture of he's 35, he was crisscrossing the globe with Taylor Swift. There's no disputing that. And he probably didn't work out with the same fervor that he has in years past. And when you're 35 playing in the NFL with the nicks and bumps and bruises that he's picked up over the years, eventually you're going to slow down. And he's showing
he's
signs
down.
Of slowing
I
down.
I mean, there's probably multiple reasons. But last year in his first 3 games, he had 17 catches for well over 150 yards. Mm-hmm. And 2 touchdowns.
Right.
This year, 8 catches for 69 yards, 0 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's a big drop.
I would think now with Pacheco sidelined, and they've just got a carousel of running backs now with Carson Steele. They signed Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They have Samaje Perine as the third down back. I think now they're going to be like, okay, let's lean into Travis Kelce a little bit more as week 4, 5, and 6.
As long as they keep throwing to Rashee Rice.
Well, Rashee Rice is he's the undisputed alpha on that offense.
Correct.
So he's fine. Even if Travis Kelce gets more involved, which they need, I don't think that's going to threaten Rashee Rice's hierarchy in the wide receiver room and with who else is catching passes for that team.
I think it's just interesting, though, that McShay is the only one that's bringing up this point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly people have given him a hard time about dating Taylor. And, you know, date whoever you want. Who cares? It's a little annoying that you are on TV every commercial. I am a little over the Kelseys. But who cares who you date? But it's funny. I never really thought maybe he's just simply out of shape. But it makes sense because I refuse to believe that, you know, he was so productive late in the season last year that he just all of a sudden smashing the wall and he can't do
right.
it anymore.
Well, I mean, there were
I refuse to believe that.
There were also, you know, small reports coming out that, like, Taylor Swift was like, yeah, I load up the jet with all the stuff that Travis loves, like Coke, gummy bears. Right.
Whatever. Not cocaine.
No, not cocaine, like Coca-Cola.
Hey,
like,
Valdez called that. When that story came out, he said Kelsey's going to get fat and slow
right.
because he loves chocolates or
I love
whatever.
Coca-Cola
no, because he loves,
too.
Cause he loves soda.
It was pasta, wasn't
Alfredo.
It?
Yeah,
Alfredo.
Yeah, pasta. I mean, y'all fattening that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I said Travis Kelsey's going to have a big old pasta belly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to take some time to work it off through
yeah.
the season.
You know what? You're a seer.
I know.
You're right.
Like creamy Alfredo.
I mean, who doesn't love some Alfredo sauce with some grilled chicken over some pasta?
Ugh.
It's delicious. You just can't eat it all the time.
They yeah. talked about it on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
Where Collinsworth said, I'm flabbergasted. One game, okay. Two games, all right. Three games, I'm flabbergasted.
No, I heard him say that, but did he say he's out of shape?
No, Rodney Harrison followed up, and maybe during the break or whenever it
yeah.
was, he comes on. He says he's busy. He's got a lot on his plate. He's doing a lot of different things media-wise.
And football's not his
he's
priority.
He's playing football, but he's got other things going on.
Right, yeah. Like, I mean, if you followed him at all over the summer, like, part of the summer, he's in Germany, then he's in London, then he's back in the United States, and he's at the U.S. Open. Like,
he has a podcast. He has 10,000 commercial shoots.
Now, they claim he does the podcast on his day off.
But wasn't he doing a lot of that last year before Taylor Swift?
He was doing a podcast before, yeah. Yeah. I just refuse to...
I mean, I know he wasn't jumping on private jets and going all over
right.
the world for her concerts, but...
I think what's happening to him is what naturally happens as you get a little older, and especially when you've had the success he's had.
Yeah.
He's enjoying the spoils of the success, which I don't blame him.
Sure.
By any stretch. And then what Rodney and McShay are alluding to kind of naturally happens. You slip on your preparation, unless you're like Tom Brady. Unless you're like a maniac.
Yeah.
Like Kobe.
Unless you're the most dedicated to your craft.
Right. You know, I send my kids videos of Kobe and MJ. I send them all the time.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I'm that guy.
Just to keep them inspired.
Whatever, like Kobe talks
about.
He talks about how, you know, most guys, they work out, let's say, 10 to noon, and then they take a nap, and they might do it. He goes, well, I'm working out from 2 to 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting that extra 2 hours, and I'm doing 10 to noon, and I'm doing 4 to 6. And then after day after day after
yeah.
day, I'm just working out so much more, and they just can't keep up.
Right.
You know. I send those videos.
You think your kids are working out at 2 in the morning?
No, but I just I think I created this cliche yesterday.
Do you call Meg the Red Mamba? She plays yeah. for Cornell.
You made a new cliche? I can't wait to hear this.
I think I created this cliche
because right.
I'm trying to motivate my youngest who's super talented.
Okay.
I said, you know, you did a lot of running around with your friends and stuff, and I think that's great. You got to have friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you can't be extraordinary if you don't do extra.
Okay. That's
that's my new cliche.
You can't be extraordinary without the extra.
Yes.
Okay.
You
did it resonate with her?
Yes.
Really?
I said,
okay.
If you hang out with a bunch of people that
are just ordinary.
They're ordinary, you ain't gonna be extraordinary.
Yeah.
Like it's okay, you gotta hang but you're right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's kind of like
my motivational tip of the day.
This is an old cliche. I sound like I'm 100. Isn't it? You can't soar with the eagles if you're hanging out with a bunch of turkeys. That whole bit.
Exactly.
Come on, that's a tried and true cliche.
Listen, you got to have turkeys in your life.
Sure.
You know, you need a little fodder. You need a little entertainment. Yeah. But you got to put in the work.
The Hokies. There's the Hokie.
You got to put in the work.
Reference of the day.
You got to put in the extra work. If you want to be extraordinary, you got to be extra.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm like friggin' Yogi Berra.
Put it on a t-shirt. Put it on a coffee mug.
If you want to be extraordinary, you got to be extra. There you go. Boom.
You can sell it in the EB merch store.
I don't think I stole that. I think I came up with that.
Let's have CK put that on the t-shirt and see how many we sell.
Listen, I know no one cares. I'm just telling you. Part of my genius.
King of cliches.
I
like it.
I just created my own.
out of thin air.
Hey, right. You know what? Tell that to Rizzo next. Yeah. And see if he'll use that with his guys.
I'll tell that to CJ Abrams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be extraordinary? You got to be extra. Yeah. You can't be at the casino all
the
time.
Why don't you see if Rizzo can set up a one-on-one with you and CJ. You can motivate CJ.
Yeah, I can motivate him.
You can be the great motivator.
I mean, you want to be a great roulette player? Fine. You're on the right path. But if you want to be great at baseball, you got to be a little more extra.
Yeah.
With your baseball.
All right.
Get more than an hour sleep before 1 o'clock first pitch.
Maybe the Nats will be wearing that T-shirt in the clubhouse.
Yeah, the whole team.
next season.
Right.
Maybe that'll be a thing.
It's part of my genius cakes.
All right, coming up next, Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of the Washington Nationals. He'll join us here on The Fan.